السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. کنٹینیوئنگ ود دس ملفوظ آف حضرت مولانا نسبت صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ. اوائڈ آرگیومنٹس, نو فیوٹائل آرگیومنٹس. دیر ول آلویز بی جیلسی اینڈ دیر ول آلویز بی malice, there will always be enemies. You're not going to find a situation that everybody is your friend, no matter how hard you try. So there will always be jealousy, malice, enmity. One person had written on his phone, he said, "Don't think you can make everybody happy. You are not Maghrib time in Ramadan." So there will always be enmity. There will always be those who just cannot see or stomach the progress of certain people and who will want to create unnecessary trouble and mischief to hinder the person's progress. They will resort to all kinds of fitna, all kinds of mischief. This will happen. It has happened in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it will continue to happen. So many times you'll find in different situations, for example, you'll get an employer-employee, right? Now maybe the employee, he is not fulfilling his tasks, right? He's not doing what he's supposed to be doing. Now he was given chances, overlooked, warnings, this, that. Eventually, the employer calls him in, "See, by too many chances, spoke to you, this, that, whatever. Now, can't keep you anymore." When he goes out, he's the underdog. When he goes out, he's the underdog. I worked there for 10 years, you know. They just threw me away like that. Right? The 10 years grief he gave, that nobody knows about. For 10 years, they've been overlooking all his shararat, all his mistakes, all his mishaps. All 10 years been overlooking. Nobody knows about that. And he came out of a job. People see him in the masjid. Yeah, they, 10 years of work there, man. This told me to go. All the history behind it, they don't know. Now people start talking. You can't help that. In a marriage sometime, the husband will know how much he tried. The wife will know how much she tried. Right? Eventually, the marriage ends. Now, each person wants to prove to the world, because our focus is not on Allah Pak, our focus is on the people. That, no, I was not the guilty party. The other party was the guilty party. Now the stories will start. What stories will start? Madrasa is the same thing. In the madrasa, a student will be making masti, not learning, sharara, troubling this one, yeah, whatever. We had one student here in the madrasa. I don't know how many fights he had. Long fingers too he had, not learning anything too. One day he brought one nopkiri and came. He hit one fellow in the back of the head with a nopkiri. So eventually, we told him by, we called his father, and his father was a good man, mashallah. Called his father and said, "Please, you want to take your child away." So the father understood the situation. A couple of days later, I got one long message from someone. you deprive the child of learning. How are you going to answer by Allah and all whole lot of story, right? How are you going to explain to the whole world now what transpired, what happened, what is the situation? People don't know all the history and the geography and the science, and you don't even have to explain to everybody. Allah Ta'ala knows the haqiqat. You don't have to explain to everybody the story. So now this would happen. It happened in the time of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It will continue happening. So we should be careful not to get caught up with these types of issues. Those who carry in their hearts spite, resentment, jealousy, malice, they move about creating fitna, instigating arguments, creating suspicion in the hearts, etc. The only people that they are harming is themselves. They are harming themselves. You cannot take anybody's izzat. Right? You cannot deprive anybody of anything. Is one hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I just can't get the words now. But the mafhum of the hadith sharif is that the hasid, you know, the one who's making hasad, the jealous person, he thinks he can change taqdeer. What is meant is that what a person's taqdeer is his taqdeer. You can't change that. You can make jadu, you can curse, you can do whatever you want to do. Try to jeopardize the person, try to whatever you try, whatever schemes and plots and makar and whatever you want to try and do, what's meant for that person is going to carry on. And the person who is on the receiving end, he too must realize that. This is the other problem. A lot of times, the person who is on the right, okay, now he is on the receiving end. Eh? Seher may be done to him. Person is talking bad about him, making ghibat about him, going and telling his employers bad things about him. He went and proposed somewhere, they went and told those people bad things about him also. He too must realize that, see, nobody can do anything to me. Nobody can do anything. If I went to propose somewhere, and those people went and spoke bad about me there, and those people then said that I can't come see their daughter, that too is my taqdeer. They didn't tell me I can't go see their daughter because those people went and spoke there. No, their daughter wasn't in my taqdeer. There was one person from the Dos tribe. Right? So he came to Makkah Mukarrama. When he came to Makkah Mukarrama, the enemies of Islam, they told him so many bad things about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They say, you don't even listen to him. Because his jadu is so strong. Jadu is so strong, if you just listen to his words, you'll be bewitched. So, Bichara, what he did, he took cotton wool, whatever at that time what they used, and he stuffed his ears. He was filled with so much of fear, he said, by mistake also I mustn't hear anything. He stuffed his ears up, he said, and I won't hear anything. So, because he had stuffed his ears with that cotton, that became his nickname too. People used to call him that also. But it so happened that one day Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reading Quran Sharif, and he happened to be in the vicinity, and he hears few verses of the Quran. When he hears the verses of the Quran Sharif, He's so attracted to the Quran Sharif that he thinks to himself at that time. No, not he's thinking to himself. Allah Ta'ala is in control of the mind. He's thinking, you see, I'm a poet. I'm an intelligent person. I'll be able to make out. If something is witchcraft, something, I'll be able to make it out. So why am I frightened to listen to more of this? He went to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to read more verses of the Quran Sharif to him. And same time he brought Iman. Now who could stop him? If Iman was written for him, no matter what they told him, what negatives, and he too was convinced. And they spoke to him so many things, he too was convinced. But Iman was written in his takdeer, who could deprive him? Nobody could deprive him. There is one incident of one person from Pakistan. So he was in Pakistan, they make this dishes with marble. Very expensive cups and saucers and with marble they make. So he was in that business. He was a wealthy person. He was in that business. And the place where he was staying, a lot of Jamaat work used to carry on there. And he was totally anti-tabligh. Totally anti-Jamaat. So now every now and again the Jamaats will come knock on his door, get irritated. Tell the family to make some excuse. He'll go there and he's irritated. He tells him, you know, I'm busy with something, whatever. But now Jamaat, they will keep coming. They come. Every Jamaat that comes to the area, they need to go in Gush. So more Jamaats are coming, more. Eventually, he decided that, you know what, I'm going to shift from this area. Shift from this area and go and live in another area. So maybe there may have been other reasons also, but one of the things he said, I'll be free of these people now, you know. Maybe there won't be so many of them that side. He went there, he's staying there. Now in this area, a more of a upper class area. So the Jamaat brothers, they check every area out, you know. They don't leave any area. So now because he moved in new in the area, so every Jamaat will come, they say, oh, got a new person moved in the area. You must go and go to his house. So they, again you see the Jamaat coming, frustrated. Eventually his business grew, and now he was exporting a lot to the States. So then the thought came to him that, look, I don't want to stay here in Pakistan, no. Made enough money, exporting so much there. I rather move away to America. Go and live in America, go live the dream, you know. I don't know which dream. They say go live the dream there. So he moved away to America. And then in the back of his mind, he's thinking, hey, now these people, I'll be free of them also, you know. So he went to settle there. Not long, he's a Jamaat knocking on his door. When that Jamaat came knocking on his door, they gave him, you know, whatever, what they call it, when you go, when you go for Gush, what you call that talk? Dawah. And so they gave him Dawah. So he went inside to fetch his topi, and he rather joined them, go into the masjid. So he went with them, masjid, everything, except for the program. He gave his name for 10 days. He came back home, telling his family that now, you know, he gave his name for 10 days, then man, he joined these people. His wife is telling him, you're running away from these people so long, you irritated with these people. Now you gave your name for 10 days. He says, yeah, these people now, you know, if you can't beat them, you'd rather just join them now. He says, everywhere I'm going, they are there. So rather just join them. So Allah Ta'ala has got his system. Allah Ta'ala wants, he died for a person. Allah Ta'ala wants, whether it's a dunyavi ni'mat, whether it's a deeni ni'mat, nobody can take it away from him. Why we must become so perturbed? Well, this one is going to do this one. Oh, now see now the bombing over there. Oil price is going to go up. The oil price goes up, the petrol price is going to go up. Petrol price go up, all the shop, everything is going to go up. Now we got some things we ordered from there, import, export. Now what's going to happen? The rate is, what we must worry our head about all this thing for? Allah Ta'ala is a Razza. What Allah Pak wants us to get, we're going to get. What Allah Pak don't want us to get, we're not going to get. Why break head so much over it? Yeah, little bit you have to worry. Now if you ordered something, now if that dollar dropped, went up, whatever, so now you have to adjust your payment, this, that. But you can't lose sleep over it. You can't become so worried over it. See, the big lesson from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his daughter sends him a message, right? He says that must come, the child is in Sakarat. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's grandchild. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a message back. You go and tell my daughter, Inna lillahi ma akhadha, wa lahu ma aata, wa kullu shayin indahu bi ajalin musamma, fal tasbir wal tahtasib. That verily, everything belongs to Allah Ta'ala. Whatever Allah gives, whatever Allah takes, and everything has got an appointed time. So she must make sabr and she must be hopeful of reward from Allah Ta'ala. Then after that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went. She sent a message back. He said, I'm asking you in Allah's name to come. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went. But what a sabak he gave. Everything is going to go. You're not going to be able to hold on to everything. Until Allah Ta'ala wants us to be in possession of something, we'll be. When Allah Ta'ala doesn't want it, it won't be there. No matter what a person does. So one side, the hasid, the one who's being jealous, the one who wants to create problem, and he mustn't think he can change taqdeer. He can't do anything to that person. And the person himself also, he mustn't become perturbed. He mustn't become perturbed. So only what Allah Ta'ala wants to happen is what's going to happen. Nothing else. So I don't have to become perturbed. Gee. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to contend with much more than we do. Allah Ta'ala prescribed sabr. How you deal with these things? Sabr. Wasbir ala ma yakulun. Wahjurhum hajran jameela. Bear patiently what they say, meaning the opponents, what they say, bear it patiently. And part with them in a beautiful manner. Don't get involved in arguments. You don't have to prove anything. You don't have to prove anything. You only have to prove to Allah Ta'ala. That's all. You don't have to prove anything to people. In the tafsir of this ayat, the Mufassirin have explained that the words Hajran Jamila directs us to politely keep aloof of those who cause distress. Not to complain to others of their hurtful and troublesome behavior, nor become physically abusive or engage in any arguments, nor entertain revenge. Don't requite evil with evil. In different ayat, the qualities that Allah Ta'ala prefers from His bandas are highlighted. Sabr, forgiveness, kindness, requiting evil with good. These are qualities which are a means of turning the heart of even an enemy. Enemy to become a friend. And Allah Ta'ala grants so much of reward So many ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah Ta'ala gives on good akhlaq what He doesn't give on anything else. How much Allah Ta'ala gives on good akhlaq? Good akhlaq, what is good akhlaq? Good akhlaq is not good morning, sir. Good akhlaq is you don't give taklif to anyone. And you tolerate the taklif of others. You make bardash. Anybody else giving us taklif must be able to make bardash. And I mustn't give taklif to anybody else. In simple, you know, very, very simply put, this is good akhlaq. I don't give taklif to anyone and I tolerate everybody else's taklif that they may give to me. I tolerate it. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Yes, night is an even night, but it's still even part of Ramadan. Part of Ramadan. But obviously, a person tries and has a rest also. On the even nights, take it a bit easier so that he can exert himself more on the odd night. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. اللهم إنا نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمانة وحسن الخلق والرضا بالقدر. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. الحمد لله.